first today, let's head out to Fred's Pass Reserve because it's day one of the Fred's Pass Rural Show. Fair few equestrian events on today. It'll really kick into gear across the weekend. Captain Carl Curtin is out there this afternoon. Microphone in one hand, Dagwood dog in the other. What's happening out there, mate?
G'day there, Matt. It is a glorious day here at the Fred's Pass Rural Show. I'm standing under the shade of a lovely tree, providing some cool from the sun. But the sun isn't that hot anyway. It's actually a warm day, really nice day here. Clear blue skies, a bit of a breeze that's blowing through every now and then, which keeps everyone cool, including the competitors out in front of me on the oval here. The junior riders have been doing some eventing here this morning and continuing this afternoon. And then over along the fence, there's a long line of riders, about 30 horses and riders waiting for their opportunity coming up very soon. I imagine they're not far away, and we'll be talking more about those horses very soon. But before we do that, let's head over towards the chook pen, which is really the poultry shed, and Darian Pierce is the chief steward. G'day there, Darian.
Hi, how are you today?
Great, thank you. Now, it's a record turnout really for the chooks and the poultry.
Yeah, it's been one of the largest numbers we've had in many years. We've got 321 entries, so it's fantastic.
Why is that?
Poultry's just had a real comeback over the last couple of years. Yeah, we've just got a lot more poultry enthusiasts interested in poultry and showing poultry.
What type of chooks, ducks, turkeys do you have?
There's everything over there. There's lots of different breeds. There's actually a fantastic turnout of different breeds, some of which we haven't seen before. Yes, we have turkeys, different varieties of ducks, and then you've got all your different classes of chooks, sizes and breeds. Yeah.
Quality quite good?
Yeah, the quality this year has been very good, yep.
And I believe you've got some chooks in there yourself.
Yes, I haven't done too badly. Didn't have a lot entered because the Fred's Pass show sort of starts a bit early in our season for the birds molting, so didn't have a lot in this year, but have done well with what I've got.
Would you say it's almost rivaling the Darwin show, the number of chooks you've got there?
At the moment it is. We're hoping, of course, that the people who have exhibited here at the Fred's Pass show will go on to exhibit at the Royal. And if they do, then we'll have pretty record numbers from the Royal as well. So that'd be fantastic.
So judging underway at the moment, is that right? What's the verdict so far? Can you give us any insight as to how it's going?
Judging's nearly complete. Most of the classes and the special awards are done. We're just judging champion bird of show at the moment. So if you come back to us a bit later, we'll be able to tell you what sort of bird won that.
I was over there just a short time ago, and there seemed to be a lot of people crowded around the judge. Are they the owners?
Yes, we're very fortunate up here that we allow the exhibitors to actually walk with the judge as she's judging. We don't interfere with her, of course, but we can be there if she comments and on the birds, and then after showing, we can actually ask her questions and stuff like that. So it's great to have a judge that'll do that.
Seemed like she was under a bit of pressure there from all those people peering over her, looking at what she's writing.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, everyone's pretty keen to see what she does and whose birds she puts up. So, yeah, it's great to have a good bunch of people who are more into the exhibition side of it rather than the competition, but it's great to win too. So,
well, thanks very much for dragging yourself away from the shed. It's quite a noisy environment over there.
Yes, when the roosters get crowing, it's quite noisy, so it's good to have a quiet spot.
Great to see you here, Darian. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Darian Pierce, she is the chief steward of the poultry section here at the Fred's Pass show. And as I mentioned, in front of us, there is the oval, and there's just a small break taking place at the moment. And I think it's rather fortunate, really, because we're able to have a chat with some of the two judges, really, who are here as part of the equestrian and eventing judging. Hello to Kirsten Strath and Samantha Watson. I'll start with you, Kirsten. Where are you from, and how have you found the competition here today?
Hi, I'm from McGrath Hill in New South Wales. Been invited up to judge here at Fred's Pass. There's been a great turnout today, probably more than I expected to see. The presentation and the effort is of a high level. We're only halfway through the judging today, so we've only judged most of the horses in hand. We've only just started with the rider classes this afternoon.
Samantha, I might ask you, for people who aren't familiar with this eventing, what are you looking for? What makes a good rider-horse combination?
Okay, basically the competition's like, I guess, a supermodel type competition where you're looking for beauty mainly. You're looking for a show animal that stands out from the rest of the crowd. And I guess to a layperson, it should also look stand out to them as well as us as judges. Of course, it's got to be an animal that's well conformed. A horse has to be ridden, so it has to be what we call sound, which means that it's free of any sort of deformity, any sort of lameness. It has to be able to go forward and be a pleasant ride for the rider as well as looking beautiful and also behaving. So it's quite an interesting combination when you've got a 500 odd kilo animal underneath you to get it to cooperate, but everyone's doing very well here today.
I could see that, and there are some ribbons have already been awarded. I saw you out there earlier.
Yes, we have. We've done the Supreme in Hand Award of the show, which is the horses have to win to become eligible for the champion in their breed group, respective breed group. They then come together for a Supreme all-over event. So obviously that horse goes home and the owner's very, very happy. But again, it's a difficult class to judge because they're all beautiful in their own right, and it comes down very much to a little bit of to-ing and fro-ing, and then a unanimous decision between the judges, hopefully, is what you look for, which we've done today.
Kirsten, do you find that perhaps we don't have as many competitions up here, so perhaps the riders aren't used to it as much as those down south?
Possibly. We down Sydney Run have possibly two or three shows most weekends. There's only a few months of the year that we have no shows. So I suppose that gives a lot of motivation for the local people to have one, two or more horses to go out every weekend because the competition is there.
I noticed earlier there was a young rider here, a young girl, having a bit of trouble with her pony. She seems pretty stubborn. I couldn't get him to move along. I remember when I was that age and my horse Rastus used to roll in the creek whenever I went through the creek. I can relate to trouble with horses and trying to get them to where they go, get them to go where you want them to go. Can you allow for any of that, or is there no room for leniency?
It depends on what you've been presented with in the class on the day at the time. Obviously, a lot of hard work needs to be done at home to produce an obedient, well-trained animal to compete here on the day. And sometimes it just goes wrong. It's an animal with its own brain. Sometimes they just have a different view than you in the class at that second. So, way it goes.
Not much you can do about it. Just finally, Samantha, as I said, the horses over here are lined up, ready to go again. What's coming up this afternoon?
Their rider classes. What we've done mainly is, can I just double check that it is?
They are rider classes, ladies.
Samantha, just checking.
Okay, so rider classes is judged very much on the rider as opposed to the horse. So again, your training will come down to it that your horse will carry you and make you as the rider, the judging is on the rider as opposed to the horse, make you look a really good quality rider. And that all comes down again to your training and the way the horse goes. It should be able to carry you so you can ride it correctly without any sort of drama going on. But then again, in saying that, and I have to say this, rider classes, people think, are often a dolly class where the person just sits in position, looks fabulous. I'm not opposed to if the horse throws in a few naughty things, that if that person can handle it smoothly and calmly and get the horse competing again, going correctly, I will actually look at that, and that will come into my final decisions too. I don't immediately disqualify that person because of a glitch that might go on.
They can be unpredictable. Thanks very much for having a chat with us. And can I just say how well-dressed you both are, and your hats are just outstanding.
Thank you very much. We like to, out of respect to the riders, dress because of the amount of work that goes into them. It's only fitting that we are as well presented as they are.
Thanks very much. Thanks, Kirsten.
Thank you very much.
Kirsten Strath and Samantha Watson, the two judges here at the equestrian at the Fred's Pass show. So that action on the oval just getting underway again now as the judges walk back onto the oval to take up their positions. We'll just finish, Matt, before I come back to you.
Yeah.
It's not just horses, it's not just chooks, ducks and turkeys. There are also some other animals, these ones with four legs also, up the back here. There's actually some goats, lots of goats, and they've come from Tamimmin High School. And here with me is Braden Simmons and Emily Griffin, who are both in Year 9. I'll start with you, Braden. Tell us about your goats.
All right, so my goat's Mandela. He's a buck, and he's one of the biggest ones there. So he pulls me around a fair bit, but you get the hang of it, and they're pretty fun.
And what about you, Emily? What's your goat?
My name's goat is Layla, and yeah, she pulled me around a bit at first, but she's got used to it now.
How do you deal with that when you get towed around by a goat?
You just hold the lead really tight and just pull her back, make sure she doesn't, pull you.
There's not much else you could do, really, is there?
No.
How long have you been working with the goats? I understand it's a year 9 program, is that right?
Yeah, we've only started this term.
So is there a lead in to this? Did you do animal work in year 8 or how did you get involved here?
Well, we got to choose our electives, but last year we only did we did the vegetables. So yeah, this is only first time doing the goats.
And Braden, next year I believe you move on to cattle, is that right? Or what do you move on to?
Yeah, we go cattle in Cert 1. It's a vet though. Like it's not your elective, it's a vet. So yeah.
And there's cattle, I understand, coming in this afternoon from Charles Darwin University and Tamin College. Braden, what's your goal? Where do you want to go in life? Is working on a farm something you want to do?
I want to be a ranger. Yeah.
What sort of ranger?
Like a park of wildlife, like out Kakadu or something.
Fair enough. And what about you, Emily?
Yeah, I want to work on a farm. Yeah.
Be a ringer somewhere or on a cropping farm, grow crops, or do you want to run beef?
Run beef.
Fair enough. You're in the right territory to do that. Thanks very much for coming down and having a chat. That's Emily Griffin and Braden Simmons, both in year 9 at the Tamin Min Agricultural College, and they're showing some goats here. I think the judging takes place later today, Matt.
Yep.
And then they're on show at 3 o'clock, Braden is telling me. 3 o'clock this afternoon, the judging is on for the goats, and then there's the parade, main parade tomorrow, where they'll be on show again for anyone who wants to have a look. So that's pretty much it from the rural show at Fred's Pass. A lot happening, a lot to see over the next couple of days, and as I speak, there are a lot of people starting to file in for the afternoon eventing that's taking place here on the Oval.
Yeah, great weather forecast for the weekend. They'll get big crowds there at Fred's Pass. Are you going to have a crack at the horse events, mate? Bring old, was it Rastiff, out of retirement? Was that your horse?
It was Rastus. I'm not sure if he's with us any longer. It was a number of years ago. This is back when I was, about 8 or 9, I suppose.
Ah, right.
But I will correct you. I haven't seen a Dagwood dog here as yet. I have seen a hot dog, a plain hot dog, which I wolfed down a little bit earlier, but no Dagwood dogs yet. I don't think the deep fryer is fired up yet.
I'm pretty sure somewhere there's a sort of a paddock to plate pavilion. I'll be checking that out tomorrow for sure.
I haven't discovered that, but it's all being set up as we speak.
Beautiful. I'll let you get back to it. Thank you so much, Captain.
Thanks, Matt.
That's Captain Carl Curtin at the Fred's Pass Rural Show. It's going to be a fantastic weekend there. So if you're keen, if you're anywhere in the top end, make sure you head along to Fred's Pass Reserve. Gates open at 9 o'clock tomorrow. So you've got the weekend to get in there and enjoy the first rural agricultural show in the Northern Territory for the year there at Fred's Pass. It's going to be fantastic stuff.